Voila. There you go.
All right. Awesome. Hoo-wee. How many of you guys ready to worship Jesus this morning? All right. All right, boys. All right, we're ready to do this? All right. So this morning, we have an opportunity to kind of, you know, we praise, we sing songs, we've danced, and we praise big, right? We praise big here, right? This is a time now where we get to worship him privately. We get to, whether we stand up and lift our hands and close our eyes, or whether we kneel down, or whether we just stand there and fold our hands and just ponder, just thinking about God. There's so many different ways to worship. What I want to encourage you to do this morning is I want to encourage you to worship God. Worship God with everything. If everything is just being right here and just being silent, hey, that's cool. If it's singing or singing loudly, hey, you can do that too. Because God still loves you. God loves you regardless. But the one thing he does want us to do is he does want us to worship him. He does want us to seek him. He wants us to give our all to him. So I want to encourage you this morning, give all your heart to God during worship this morning. As we've gotten excited in praise, let's also get excited in worship as well. So if you could do this real quickly, let's just close our eyes, lift up our hands. And let's focus on giving our hearts, opening up our hearts to God. Giving our hearts to God. Jesus, we want you to come in this morning. We want you to come into our heart. Jesus, we want you to invade us as we give you our heart, give you our soul. Jesus, we ask that you come in. And as we worship you big, God, come into our heart bigger and bigger and bigger. Jesus, we give you this morning. We give you all our praise. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Here we go. Let's sing. This is my desire to honor you, Lord. Let's do this real quick. Let's close our eyes and lift up our hands as a sign of surrender. If you sang those words for the very first time to Jesus, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I want to tell you, when you ask Jesus into your heart, you become part of God's family. You become part of God's kingdom. And it says in Scripture that when one person comes to faith in Christ, that even the heavens rejoice and the heavens sing and all the angels celebrate, because they are going to see you with them for the rest of eternity. That's a promise from God, and you can be sure that God is going to be true to his promise, that when you say, Lord, I give you my heart, that he's going to see you for the rest of eternity with him, praising, singing. You think this is big? You think that praising here is big? Wait till we get to heaven. It's even huge. It's even bigger. It's even mightier. And I get so excited, because one day, though my flesh may be destroyed, yet with my eyes, I will see God. So if that's your first time saying, if that was your first time declaring, Jesus, give you my heart, I give you my soul, guess what? You're part of God's family. You are part of God's kingdom. You know, can we do this? I'll do this. For everyone who said it, can we all just celebrate? Can we all just celebrate and just clap our hands and shout big? That's huge. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Josiah, can you pray for us to service?
Yeah, Lord. I thank you that we're going to have a great day. And I thank you that everyone could get here safely. time in church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, go ahead and make your way back to your seats. It's time for video announcements.
Welcome back to our sixth week of Summer Blast. Here are some things coming up this month. You boys and girls have a total of 158 journals. Today is your last chance to bring enough journals to slime somebody. We will count them all up after third service and be sliming someone. So if you brought 50 more journals today, we will slime one of the adults and only one of you. If you brought 100 journals, then we will slime two adults. And if you got really serious and brought 150 journals back this week, we will slime four adults. We will be showing the slime video next Sunday. You do not want to miss it. Next Sunday, July 16th, is also Snow Cone Sunday. Make sure you bring a friend to church and enjoy a snow cone on a hot day. July 30th is going to be Neon Sunday. Wear your favorite bright or glow-in-the-dark colors when you come to church on Sunday, because we are going to have a super exciting service with cool games, exciting lights, super songs, and everyone will get a glow stick. We're going to celebrate all the people who came to know Jesus during Summer Blast. Speaking of Summer Blast, it's going on right now every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. with bounce houses, games, lessons, snacks, and crazy fun. Sundays, we're also giving a dose of crazy competitions, songs, and hearing from our very special Berry Blast representatives, Twitch and Bernie, here at Glad Tidings. You can bring Summer Blast to your friends. If you want to have a Summer Blast in your neighborhood, just talk to the adults in your home about starting one so you can share the love of Jesus with your neighbors and friends throughout the week. Next week, we are going to have Twitch and Bernie back as we experience a new way to be a very special Berry Blast theme park representative.
Peace.
Awesome. That is it for this week's announcements. Go ahead and give a high five to your best friend and a new friend as we welcome everybody to Up Kids.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Give somebody a high five today. I need a high five. I have a high five. Theodore, there you go, buddy. Cool. Everybody, welcome to Up Kids. This is week number 6. Raise your hand if you've had fun week 1 through 5. Okay, keep your hand up if your feet stink. You, all of you? Cool. Well, you know what? Today is a very special day. It is week 6. And we have two very special fruits of the Spirit we're talking about today, kindness and gentleness. And you know what? There's this guy named Bob. Everybody say Bob. He works at our theme park here. He's in the chicken costume, and he hasn't been doing so hot. He's been kind of mean to our guests, and he's supposed to actually be here already, and he's not even on time. He just hasn't been a very good worker here at the theme park, and he hasn't been kind, he hasn't been gentle, and he's been like making people angry instead of happy. His job is to make them happy. So I think Bob's supposed to be here. Where, Bob? Do you guys see him? Is he in the back? Chicken costume is, no? Under the chairs? Huh. Well, he's supposed to be here. Anyways, well, we're gonna go into our rules today.
Hi, I'm Bob. And we're here, your very, very SBBRs.
Okay, all right, Bob. Well, since Bob was late, we're gonna fake being mean to him and see how it feels to be mean to us. So hey Bob,
hey.
You're kind of late. What were you doing?
Well, I was playing Heroes Duty and I got really far and I didn't want to stop, so I didn't come out.
Well, you know we're supposed to start right at 9 o'clock, so you're supposed to be here and you're supposed to. I heard you've been mean to the guests too. We're going to look at Twitch and Bernie, and they're going to teach us how, Bob. All right? So you got to pay attention.
So, what am I going to be trained on today?
Well, hold on, Chief. We got to do the fruit of the Spirit cheer first. Hands in. Ready?
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control.
Woo! Hey, you almost got it that time.
I did?
Uh-huh. Now, today we are learning about kindness and gentleness.
Kindness and gentleness?
Mm-hmm. Kindness and gentleness. It's very important for all employees to be gentle and kind to the park attendees. Now, I have a video that I want you to watch to make sure that you understand kindness and gentleness. Watch carefully.
Welcome to training video number 6, kindness, gentleness, and you. Billy knows that in order to help people here at the park, he needs to be both kind and gentle. And with a firm handshake and warm hello, Billy is ready to help anyone.
Firm handshake? Huh. I wonder if my handshake is firm enough. I should practice.
Yes, Billy is one of the most kind and gentle employees on staff. Bubba, on the other hand, doesn't think kindness and gentleness are really that important. Wait, it looks like this person could use some help. First, let's see how Bubba handles the situation. It seems this man is nervous and looking for a calm, gentle ride. Intense rides give him allergies. Just look at those sneezes. Bubba pats the man on the back a little hard and seems to be yelling, too. Bubba insists that he ride the Fruit Mountain of Doom roller coaster. That's our most intense ride here at the park. What's this? Bubba is pushing the man along towards the ride and calling him names like Scaredy Cat and Big Chicken. He isn't being kind and gentle at all. Oh my goodness, Bubba tripped the man and made him fall down. And now he's laughing at him. That's not nice. Wait a moment. Here comes Billy. Maybe he can help this man by using kindness and gentleness. This poor man explains his rough treatment from Bubba and still needs to find a more calm and gentle ride. Billy explains that it's okay not to want to ride the most intense rides. He then gently guides the man to the Fruit Train, a slow train that gives passengers a calm tour of the park. This ride is perfect. Just look at how thankful this man is. Way to go, Billy. Yes, with kindness and gentleness in his life, Billy's future is nothing to sneeze at. Remember, being kind and gentle means that we treat the people around us like God wants us to treat them. And now it's your turn to be like Billy and be kind and gentle.
998, 999, 1,000. Whew. After all those, I shall have the firmest handshake in the world.
Excuse me.
What are we? What do you want?
Please, I just was looking for a ride. Don't hurt me.
Oh, don't worry. I won't hurt you. I can help you out. What do you need?
Well, I just wanted to go on a calm and gentle ride.
Okay. Well, I have some good ideas. How about the banana split roller coaster?
Oh.
That's really cool. So first off, they put you in your seat, and then they start out really slow and easy.
Oh, yeah?
But then it twists and turns and splits into two tracks and loops around once again for the final loop.
Sounds a little too intense. Do we have anything slower?
Slower?
Yeah, you know, maybe with ponies or prairie dogs.
Seriously? Yeah. Slower? What are you, some kind of little baby? Wah. I can't hold all the twists and turns. Wah. All right. How about the fruit blender? First, they strap you in, you know, nice and easy.
Yeah.
But then they twist you at 200 miles per hour.
I don't think my stomach would be able to handle that.
Seriously? Aw, little baby has a little tummy ache. Wah, my little tummy couldn't handle it. Wah. Seriously? Hey, okay. How about the fruity juice wave pool? You can swim around and just play in the waves.
Well, I don't really like wave pools. you can get splashed, and I don't swim very, very well.
Seriously? You can't swim? What a loser. Well, you really can't think of any more rides. Unless... Yeah, this one's perfect.
Really? Is it calm and gentle?
Yes, it's all in the name. It's called the Grandpa Blueberry's Lazy River.
Grandpa Blueberry's Lazy River. It sounds good, but I didn't see it on the map.
That's because it's not on the map at all. It's a virtual ride. You see, what you do...
Virtual ride?
...is you put on this helmet, and it'll take you to a virtual world.
Helmet.
Here, put it on.
I can't see anything.
That's because part of the ride goes through really dark caves. It takes a little while to see anything.
Oh? Okay. Is it working?
Oh, I should have warned you. There's some low-hanging ceilings and rocks. You really got to watch out.
Well, how am I supposed to... It happened again!
You got to calm down. This is a calm ride, after all. You really need to be careful. Watch out for those rocks!
Stop! I'm done with this crazy ride, and I'm done with this crazy park! I'm leaving!
Well, that is one last wimp in the park. Yep. This place was not built for wimps. Grandpa Blueberry's Lazy River. I should remember that. They could make that an actual ride. Yeah. Well, hope we get more. Oh, it's you. Mm-hmm. Hey, Bernie, you just missed it. It was hilarious.
Oh, really? Tell me all about it.
Well, there's this really weird, wimpy girl that refused to ride any of the good rides. Yeah, she was all twitchy and everything, and she kept hassling me to find a gentle ride. So I... This is hilarious. So I took that helmet, and then I told her it was a virtual world. You know, it was like Grandpa Blueberry's Lazy River or something like that. Uh-huh. And then I took a bat, and I whacked her on the head.
Like this?
Ow! Oh! What? Why? What?
I'm sorry. Please, continue your story.
Well, as I said, I took that helmet, and then I whacked her on the head.
Like this?
Ah! That hurt! Ah!
I'm so sorry. Please finish your story.
I don't think I want to.
Well, you said it was hilarious. I want to hear it.
Well, like I said, I took that helmet, and then I whacked her on the head of the bat.
Oh.
Whew.
You mean like this?
Ow! That's it. That's it. Why do you keep hurting me?
It's not fun when someone isn't kind or gentle to you, is it?
Kind of gentle? What are you talking about?
I know what you did to that girl. You put a bucket on her head and hit her with a bat.
What? I was kind and gentle. I did exactly what the training video said. I gave her a firm handshake and a warm hello.
A firm handshake and a warm hello? That's not what kindness and gentleness is at all.
It's not?
No. Kindness and gentleness is treating others the way God wants us to be treated. I think it's time for you to see another good example in the life of David.
Again?
Again. Let's go.
Oh, no. Not again.
Come on. Let's go. Root of the Spirit Fun Coaster. Let's go.
Today we're talking about kindness and gentleness. And I want to use a story from the life of David that really shows kindness and gentleness in action. Now, even though David had fought in many battles, he had a side to him that was very kind and gentle. This story is found in 2 Samuel chapter 9. David had now been king for several years. And as king, David was the most powerful person around. If he ordered someone to do something, they did it. He could be mean if he wanted. He could be cruel if he wanted. But you know what? David wasn't mean or cruel. In fact, one day, he was thinking about Saul and his family, and he asked the people around him,
"Is there anyone left in Saul's family that I could show kindness to?"
Now, you remember Saul. He was the guy that was king before David, and he had not been nice to David at all. Before Saul died, he had hunted down David several times and tried to kill him. Now, you would think that David would want to seek revenge on anyone left from Saul's family, but not David. Rather than revenge, David wanted to show kindness. Well, it turned out there was someone from Saul's family that was still alive. His name was Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was Saul's grandson, and when he was young, he had injured both of his feet, and now he had trouble walking. Well, David sent his men to go and get Mephibosheth and bring him back to him. Well, when Mephibosheth arrived, he bowed low in front of David and he said,
"I am your servant."
You see, Mephibosheth was kind of scared. He didn't know why David wanted to see him. Maybe David was going to make him a slave, or maybe he was going to throw him in jail, or maybe even worse, maybe he was going to kill him. But those fears were quickly done away with as David said the words that would change Mephibosheth's life forever. David said to Mephibosheth,
"Don't be afraid. I intend to show kindness to you because of my promise to your father, Jonathan. I will give you the property that once belonged to your grandfather, Saul, and you will eat here with me at the king's table."
Wow, this was really something. Because Mephibosheth had trouble walking, it was hard for him to get to work and take care of himself. So David, instead of taking revenge on him, offered to help him. David showed kindness by giving Mephibosheth all of Saul's land, and he also showed gentleness by allowing him to eat at the king's table. The Bible tells us that Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem and ate at the king's table for the rest of his life. So the next time you see someone in need, be kind and gentle to them. Who knows? You might do what David did for Mephibosheth and change that person's life forever.
Wow, that last set of twists really got me.
Wow, so that's what kindness and gentleness is. Guess it wasn't really kind or gentle to that girl here at all. I should really go find her and apologize.
Oh, it's you again!
Ah! Ah! Oh, it's you! Wait, I was looking for you.
You're not gonna squeeze my hand or hit me in the head again, are you?
No, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm really sorry for the way I was earlier. I was so mean and just terrible to you. But I would like to make it up to you and find you a nice, kind and gentle ride for you. I promise.
Really?
Yes, I want to be more kind and gentle to you.
Well, that's good because it was me the whole time.
What? Oh my goodness! What? That was really awesome. How did you learn to play a really twitchy character?
Well, that's not important. What is important is that you learned how to use kindness and gentleness in your everyday life. I'm proud of you.
Really? Thanks.
No problem.
Ah! No touching.
Sorry.
Hey. Well, everybody, I think we've been sitting a bit too long, so I think we need to go with our Berry Blast game called the Fruit Race. I need one boy, I need one girl up here on the stage. Let's go with Miss Jan. Could you pick someone who is being very good today? And Mr. Josh, can you pick somebody who is being very sharp today? Let me go grab my microphone.
I got my microphone.
I got a. Oh, this is a wait.
It's not gonna work.
Okay, here is the fruit race. Let's look at the colors of the fruit and what kind of fruit we're gonna pick.
Welcome to the Berry Blast Carnival Games Ball Throw.
Pears.
Pick the pile of fruit
bananas,
that will be knocked over first.
Oranges,
pears, apples. Bananas, oranges, or apples. Ready?
All right, pause. No. All right. Adriana, are you their cousin? Oh my goodness, all of you. You guys look alike. All right, Adriana, girls can pick first. Pick one fruit that you think is going to get knocked off first. Don't pay attention to that. No. All right, what do you think?
Bananas.
Bananas. Okay, Remington, pick one. Shh. Which one are you going to pick?
Oranges.
Oranges, okay. And which one are you going to pick?
Bananas.
You got to pick one more. You get two choices. So now pears or apples?
Pears.
Okay, so she has the ones on the left, bananas and pears. And Remington has oranges and apples. All right, everybody get ready to throw. On your marks, get set.
Throw.
Throw. Boys, you're throwing like girls. Girls, you're throwing like girls too. Come on, keep throwing them. Bananas and pears are in the lead. They're in the lead. Apples are tied up. Oranges are catching up. Pears are in the lead. Apples are tied for the lead. Oranges.
Ah!
Oh.
Orange wins. Orange wins.
Good try. Good
orange
guess.
Glad the orange won.
Good job. I think that means the boys have a point. So boys, get ready to celebrate. Get on the girl side. Good job, boys. Who won the game earlier? That was... the boys or the girls?
The girls.
The girls did? So the girls have two, the boys have one. All right, everybody find your seat. Look at these guys. Look at these guys. Find a seat.
Well, let's go back to the video. That Twitch was really mean to that guy.
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. He's pretty mean.
And you know what? You are really mean to me too, Buster. What do you got to say for yourself?
Huh, let me ask you a question, Bob. How do you think it feels for people to be mean to you?
Oh, are you kidding me? I hate it.
Yeah, so how do you think the people felt at the theme park when you were treating them badly?
Well, nobody likes to be treated badly.
Yeah, but remember all those times that you were mean to them this week?
What are you talking about? There was that... Oh. That was very nice. That one wasn't very nice. See, all those poor people must feel really bad.
Yeah, I bet they do. Here, let me show you something. This Bible verse in Philemon 1:7 says this. Right over here, Bob. It says this. It says, your love has given me much joy and comfort, my brother, for your kindness has often refreshed the hearts of God's people. Philemon 7 says, your love has given me much joy and comfort. You see, Bob, God wants us to treat others well. And when we treat others with kindness and gentleness, people feel happy. And when we treat them badly, people feel sad.
Wow, you really got me. I guess after work, I'm gonna have to go say I'm sorry to all those people.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. You know, boys and girls, too, it's not easy to be kind and gentle all the time, is it? It's not very easy at all. But you know what? Because God says, you know what? I want you to be kind and gentle. I want you to be loving so people have joy and comfort. He wants to help us. So I want to pray with you today that God would help you. And you can think of those people that you've been mean to, and you can ask God to forgive you and help you to be kind and gentle. Can we all close our eyes together? Everyone closing your eyes, nobody looking around. We're going to ask God for help because it's so hard to be kind and gentle to everyone because they're not kind and gentle to us. They say mean things. They do mean things. They can say like really angry things. And it's hard to be gentle towards someone who's not gentle towards us. So I want to ask today, if you want to be kind and gentle, and you're thinking about a time that, man, you know what? I was actually mean to someone, and I treated them very badly, and I want help. Can you raise one hand? I want to pray with you today. that's me today. There's some people that I've been, man, I've been mean to. All right, keep your hand up, and I want to pray with you. You can pray in your own words from your heart. You don't have to repeat after me, but God, I pray that each one of us would have kindness and gentleness. God, people are mean to me. They're mean to all of us, and they say things that make us want to just treat them badly. And God, I pray you help us to be kind towards them. I pray you'd help us to be gentle. I pray that those people who are bullies, the people that are mean in our lives, that are hard to love, God, that you would just help them to know Jesus. Help them, God, to have kindness. Help them to have joy in their life. So God, we pray that you just give us strength and forgive us for being mean to those people. I want to say too, Bob and all the kids, that there's something that's amazing because God not only gave us the ability to love people, it says your love has given me much joy and comfort, but God, everybody say God, he gave us the greatest gift ever, and that gift was Jesus. And because Jesus came down to earth and he died on that cross for our sins because we've made mistakes, we messed up, and we couldn't be with God anymore, because Jesus did that, he gave us love, we can have joy and comfort forever. Everybody say forever. Forever. And so you know what? What God says is, you know what? If you want to have joy and comfort for the rest of your lives with Jesus, you want to give your life to him, what you need to do today is you need to say, God, I ask that you forgive me. I'm gonna turn away from my sin. I'm not going to do that stuff anymore. I'm going to follow you. And God, I believe that you're in charge and you're the savior of my life and the whole world. So I want you to close your eyes once more, because this is something that's so important for you to just think about. And today, this could be your day to respond and to just raise your hand and say, God, I ask that you'd forgive me because I've said some mean things. I've done some things in my life, and I need you to forgive me. And there's some of you today who are ready to say, Jesus, I want you to be in charge and give me joy and comfort. If that's you, nobody looking around, nobody talking to each other, this is between you and God. So if that's you, I want you to raise your hand. If you're saying, Jesus, I want you to be in charge, I ask you to forgive me. There's hands on the girl's side, hands on the boy's side. Keep those hands up. I want you to repeat after me and mean it deep in your heart. Say, Jesus, today I give you my heart. I give you my life. I ask that you'd forgive me of all my mistakes, all my sin, and help me to follow you every day. Jesus, you're in charge of my whole life, and I want to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. I know a lot of you prayed that prayer, and you meant it. And if you meant it today, and you're ready to start to grow, and you're ready to follow Jesus, I have a Bible for you after we're done here. I want you to come up to me or one of the teachers, and they'll give you a Bible, and we want you to grow. And to follow Jesus means you read your Bible, you pray, and you follow him every single day. And you might mess up, and you say, God, I ask you to forgive me and help me every single day. All right, Bob? All right, everybody?
Yes.
All right. Can we clap our hands? Good job, Bob. Bob, I'm proud of you for realizing that, you know what, we need to treat others well with kindness and gentleness.
All right.
Very good job. Very good. Very good. Okay. Well, guys, well, we've learned a lot today. We've learned about two different fruits of the Spirit. Which ones? Number one was?
Kindness.
Kindness. And girls, number two was?
Gentleness.